Carl Grenninger laments the state of high school science classes. Tight budgets and fear of lawsuits have pushed out all the fun, dangerous stuff, leaving, as he puts it, nothing in the lab sharper than silly putty.
The epiphany was I walked into a classroom and I saw a science teacher. And he had a string and a paper cup. And he says, well, we're studying physics. And I looked back at the kids and I saw the word lame tattooed across their foreheads. And I said, I could do better than this in my garage.
Grenninger decided to do exactly that. Now, this Microsoft IT manager doesn't have any nuclear engineering experience per se, but that didn't stop him from building a nuclear fusion reactor in his house and inviting teenagers to help.
I mean, come on, a nuclear reactor. That has got to be the biggest buzz that you can take home to mom and dad. Is, hi, I'm over at this guy's garage and we're running a nuclear reactor. Fine, son, make sure you take out the trash.
Grenninger is a lanky guy in his white lab coat and glasses, a touch of mischief in his eyes. He has a flair for the dramatic. The reactor room is behind a hidden door disguised as shelving in his garage.
So here's the real McCoy.
This is the Farnsworth Fuser. It's a kind of reactor that uses electricity to fuse molecules of a hydrogen isotope. It's about the size of a refrigerator.
The bottom part we got from NASA.
Carl bankrolled this thing himself. He didn't want to name a number except to say it's well into six figures.
Got it from eBay, brought it here.
The reactor looks pretty much exactly as cool as you'd expect. Shiny chrome, purple lighting, lots of those little yellow and black radiation hazard signs.
We're raising the shield.
Behind the one-ton shield sits the actual reactor, which resembles a motorcycle engine. Inside, high voltage pulls molecules from all sides toward a point. Some of them slam together hard enough to fuse.
And that's pure plasma at about 300 million degrees Fahrenheit.
How hot is that?
It's actually hotter than the surface of the sun.
Come on, wait a minute. Can this thing really be legal? And even if it is it safe? Well, as for the first question, apparently so. Because the fuser doesn't use radioactive fuel, it falls under state regulations. Those are handled by the Office of Radiation Protection, which did pay Carl a visit once after a neighbor raised some concerns.
From a safety point of view, I was entirely satisfied very quickly.
That's Mike Brennan, a health physicist with the state. Visiting Carl's garage, he saw the safeguards, the shielding, the radiation dose meters everyone wears, and he concluded it was probably safer than a lot of the stuff in other people's garages, like, say, a welding rig.
I think that it is not only safe, but he's teaching safety, so a culture of safety is radiating out from his secret lab.
That's pretty crucial when you remember Carl isn't just running a reactor in a Federal Way cul-de-sac. He's inviting children over to play with it. 12 high school students meet every Friday at Carl's house, take in a physics lecture, and then get ready to fire up the reactor.
Right there is a high voltage dump to ground, and I'm assuming that somewhere back there is lurking the capacitor of doom. Yeah.
The students are a mix of boys and girls, MIT-bound seniors and impressionable sophomores. If Grenninger has his way, some of these kids will restock the talent in America's nuclear industries, making advances in energy, nuclear medicine, and material science.
Core team, everyone to your stations for system startup.
With white lab coats and clipboards, they get ready to start the 73-point activation process.
Verify neutron counter audio.
Verified.
Turn on roughing pump.
At one point, senior Raymond Mong walks in wearing a bright silver spacesuit, carrying a thermos of liquid nitrogen.
Okay, LN2.
So, you ever do anything like this in class at school?
Oh, no. In class, the most physics we do is bouncing rubber balls. This kind of experience is definitely priceless.
Stand by for X-ray.
Two students sweep the sides of the reactor with Geiger counters. Others monitor the grid at the fuser's core.
17,000 volts. Okay. Disable alarm.
The significance of this kind of work isn't lost on kids like Crystal, a 15-year-old from Auburn who's been with the group since 7th grade.
I am known as the youngest fusioneer.
Crystal says working on the reactor has shown her that stuff that in the classroom feels like grunt work, the math, the careful observation, it all really matters.
I'm going to be honest, as a 7th grader, I had probably the worst grades. And joining this group made me a 4.0 student. This group gave me a new way of learning.
That kind of learning may soon be available to a lot more people. One of the students is designing software to run the reactor remotely. Kids could soon be doing nuclear fusion experiments from their desks at school. If that happens, science class might not seem so tame anymore. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.